Another week, another new twist in the Providence mayor campaign. The departure of independent Lord Adrian has set off a scramble for his supporters, most of whom hail from his home neighborhood on the city's affluent east side. As he left the election, Adrian took the high road, saying he got out to make it more difficult for the next mayor to win election with only a third of the vote or less. He didn't mention the name Buddy Cianci, but it was clear that Adrian got out to make it more difficult for Cianci to march back in to the Beaux-Arts City Hall in a 1990-style comeback. Rhode Islanders of a certain age vividly recall Cianci's 1990 resurrection in a three-way election he won with a bit more than a third of the vote over independent Fred Lippitt and Democrat Andrew Arnaldo. This came after Cianci was forced from office in 1994 for assaulting his ex-wife's lover. Cianci's first reign as mayor was also encircled with the stench of corruption and multiple convictions of city employees for various forms of chicanery. Before Adrian's departure, voters were looking at a four-way race among Cianci, an independent, whoever wins the three-way September Democratic primary, Republican Dan Harrop, and Adrian. Now there'll be just three contenders in the November general election, or perhaps two and a half candidates. Harrop, a psychiatrist, is a smart man, but in previous elections has been more gadfly than serious campaigner. He's never raised enough money to be a force. He doesn't seem to be harvesting enough campaign cash this time to move a message. So far, he's been a muddle, saying that the city ought to go into bankruptcy and hinting that he may even decide to drop out. That leaves the field to the winner of the Democratic dust-up among City Council President Mike Solomon, the party's endorsed candidate, newcomer Brett Smiley, a campaign consultant who has lived in Providence only since 2006, and former housing court judge Jorge Alorza, a Harvard-trained lawyer. And, of course, Cianci, the huge whale in this sea. One of Cianci's signature tropes is to insist that everyone in politics is bruised. This "I'm not perfect, but neither is anyone else" moment came when Smiley challenged him to a debate. Cianci, master of on-air and barroom wit, quipped that maybe the two should debate at the Foxy Lady, the strip club that the late father of Smiley's husband, Jim Durentis, had an interest in. Instead of using a witty comeback, Smiley took the sanctimonious path, whining that it was just awful that Cianci attacked his family. The subplot here had nothing to do with family. It was simply Cianci's rapier way of reminding voters that Smiley's husband's family was connected to a sketchy business notorious for exploiting women and that forever has been suffused with the stench of organized crime. If Solomon and Smiley become ensnared in a negative game of thrust and parry, the beneficiary could be Alorza, an up-from-the-bottom success story who mirrors the path broken by Angel Taveras, the first Latino mayor. Alorza, with his well-spoken manner, his Harvard pedigree, and law professor background, could become the sleeper in the primary. As was the case generations ago, immigrant minorities compete not only with the majority political culture, but with each other. For years, the fault line in Rhode Island politics was Irish-American and Italian-American. Now it's increasingly a scrum among the newly arrived from such countries as Guatemala, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and El Salvador. To win, Alorza must pull together this diverse community that is often united only by its native language, Spanish. As for Cianci, well, what can you say about him that hasn't already been said? The Adrian departure makes it more difficult for Cianci by raising the percentage of votes he needs to win from as low as 34% to something more like 44%. That won't be easy. But as he rolls out his redemption tour, none of the other campaigns rule him out. Get ready for a roller coaster ride in Providence this election cycle.